You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
11 players on one side, 11 players on the other side. A big piece of grass, a couple of goals and one ball. The aim of the game is to score the most goals in those big looking holes guarded by glove trolls. He shoots, he scores, scoring the goals. He shoots, he scores, scoring the goals.
Hello and a warm welcome along to the Championship podcast brought to you by William Hill. We're looking ahead to the second leg of the two playoff semi-finals between Brighton and Sheffield Wednesday and Hull versus Derby. Plenty still at stake for these four teams. Sam Norris here on the podcast and joining me as ever is Mr. Pete Farries. How are you, Pete?
Ciao.
Ciao indeed. Fine. You've been freshened up for a week in Rome, I believe.
Yeah, a lovely little time. Went to the Colosseum, saw that. Went across to the Castle San Angelo and lots of other beautiful places and beautiful parts of Trevi Fountain today. In fact, about 1 a.m. I arrived back in Leeds. So, you know, it's a bit of a culture shock at the moment. Yeah. But I actually did manage to catch some of the action on my holiday, I've got to say as well. I managed to squeeze one or two of these games in. So it's been nice to have a holiday to be able to watch some of the football as well. It's been brilliant.
Good stuff. I was rather expecting that when we got to this point, we'd be talking about two real cagey affairs. But at the moment, we've got two sides in Sheffield Wednesday and Hull who will already feel as though they've got one leg in the final already at Wembley. They'll both feel that they'd need a bit of a monumental cock-up to not make it at this point without being too presumptuous.
I don't think you are being too presumptuous. Sheffield Wednesday are 1-7 to qualify. Hull are 1-66 to qualify. Now, while, you know, we've seen crazy things happen in the Championship and while we've seen crazy things happen in the playoffs, as a 0.16-1 double, I've got to say I don't think that's the worst double in the world.
Going for the value this week.
Well, yeah, I've been really sniffing out value. But I actually would be backing both of these sides to qualify. You're absolutely right. I was absolutely blown away. The whole game I actually didn't manage to see. It was one of the few I didn't manage to see in any of the playoffs. But reading up on it, it seems like Derby did not, you know, lay a glove, and saw a thing on Twitter as well of Steve Bruce joking that if they'd managed to wedge him in goal, he wouldn't have been tested in that first leg as well. It for me is two games that are completely done in terms of the final. I think we are going to see a Hull Sheffield Wednesday final, but that doesn't necessarily mean that there's not a huge amount of value to be found in the games in just 90 minute entities.
Yeah, correct. As you say there, we've still got 90-minute betting on both of these fixtures. We'll begin with Brighton versus Sheffield Wednesday then at the Amex. Brighton are 5-4 here, the draw 11-5, and Wednesday are priced up at 23-10. There's a whole host of markets available on site for this game. We've got a whole bunch of enhanced odds. I'll run you through a couple of those quickly. James Wilson to score in a Brighton win as he's in 90 minutes is 4-1, and Gary Hooper to score in a Sheffield Wednesday win in 90 minutes is 6-1. From 4-1. As we said there, Pete, we have seen crazy things happen in this division, but no side has ever overturned a two-goal deficit. So it looks very much an uphill task for Brighton in terms of qualification. But can they at least salvage some pride and at least test Wednesday here?
I think they do. I do think they push Wednesday. I mean, don't forget Sheffield Wednesday's away form is probably the only thing that's cost them an automatic playoff place. Sorry, an automatic place, I should say. Because ultimately, I mean, they've won 6 away games this season. 6. You know, they've won at Huddersfield, Birmingham, Forest, Fulham, Rotherham, and Brentford. I mean, outside of winning at Birmingham, I mean, none of those are exactly kind of mind-blowing away victories, are they? They went to Brighton, of course, earlier in the season. By earlier, I mean, what, March? And drew 0-0. And that, of course, is enough for Sheffield Wednesday. And the fact of the matter is here, Sheffield Wednesday are draw no bet 23-10. And there's another thing. Draw no bet. They're outright 23-10, sorry. The draw no bet is 5-4. All that whine. But the thing for me when you look at this is not necessarily even about forms or anything else like that. The possible injury list of Brighton is not only long, But my God, it's the key players. Tom Ahmed, not expected to feature, or at least going to be very, very unlikely that he does. Connor Goldson, Anthony Knockett, Steve Sidwell. There's still no Dale Stevens, of course, who's suspended. Yeah, okay, Lewis Dunk comes back in, and he's a good player and an important player. But, I mean, part of me, when I first looked at this, I thought, right, let's have a little look at this, because Brighton on the outrights at home are always very, very interesting. You know, recently they hit four past QPR, five past Fulham, four past Leeds, three past Brentford, three past Bolton. They'll have loads to go for. I thought, do you know what? Even though I don't think they qualify, the outright pick, you know, 5-4 could be the play. But then you actually consider this and you say, well, hang on. They're missing their main goal scorer. I think the arrival of Anthony Knockett changed an awful lot for Brighton. And all of a sudden you say, well, actually, despite Sheffield Wednesday's away form being pretty low in goals and pretty low in wins this season, how are they possibly opposable here? Draw no bet is 5-4. Forestieri 9-5. Hooper 2-1. You've got, of course, McGugan in there at fives, who's banged recently. And all of these things, you keep building up a case here. But every time you try and think, right, well, let's just go for Brighton at home, something gets in the way. And that, for me, mainly is injuries. So Wednesday win the game, I think, anyway. Look at Wednesday and unders, because if they're going to win the game, I think they win 1-0, maybe 2-0. And after that, the tie is completely and utterly done. So while the unders is 4-6, if you combine Sheffield Wednesday to win the game and unders on the goals, 9-2 is your play as well. But there were so many times when I looked at this, I thought, right then, 90-minute market, let's play Brighton. Oh, we can't really because they're the injuries. You know, and every time you think about opposing Sheffield Wednesday, it's about where Brighton's mentality's at. And yes, Sam Baldock has come out and said, look, there's no pressure on us now. We've just got to go for it. If Wednesday bag early, which I've got absolutely no question that Carlos Carvajal will send them out to do that, then it's over. I mean, it's over now, but then it's really, really over. So for me, you've got to be getting involved in that. Despite Wednesday, I think they've got a tiny majority of goals in the opening 15. I think it's only 5-6% this season of their goals in the opening 15. That's still a play. I still think that Wednesday, if they fly out of the traps, you know, and you could even say that Brighton will try and fly out of the traps. So 9-4 for a first 15-minute goal might actually be a nice play. But I, in the end, went with 5-4, draw no bet Sheffield Wednesday. I went with Wednesday to qualify at the absolutely giant 1-7. And for me, I just think it's over for Brighton. And it's a shame because Chris Hughton's a good manager. He's a good man. He's done a good job this season, as he tends to do in the Championship. But Brighton's draws early season have kind of pulled them down, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And for a side that went so many games unbeaten, Pete, will this now feel like a slight disappointment for them, given where they were after 16, 17, 18 games this season?
Well, this is what I mean. They won their opening two, then drew against Huddersfield, won the next four. So that was brilliant. But then the run of draws, you know, drew 0-0 at Wolves, which I'm sure you know, 2-2, 1-0, 0-0, 1-0, 0-0, 1-0 in their next 10. Picked up just four wins in the next 10, plenty of draws. And yeah, they didn't lose until the 19th of December,
yeah, I think
if
so.
Memory serves. When they were bad by Middlesbrough. But there was just too many draws in there. And then they went on a little run after that. They lost to Ipswich. Sorry, lost at home to Ipswich. They lost at home to Wolves. They were beaten at Rotherham, who at the time weren't exactly brilliant. And they've picked things up. I mean, they're a very good side. They've got great players in there. James Wilson's underrated, you know, should be for me, still be given a bit of a sniff around the Manchester United team and all of this. But I think there were a case of they went through too many draws. They didn't see enough out. And when they did start before the end of the season hitting fives and fours and threes, you know, they were just unlucky that the final game of the season came, I suppose, at Middlesbrough. If it had come at the Amex, you'd argue that they could well have been going through. So I think the draws early season mixed with maybe a tiny bit of bad luck, really, with where they played their final game and who they played it against when everything was still to play for between themselves and Borough. I think that's probably what's cost them. They'll be there or thereabouts next season, no question.
OK, that's the first second leg taken care of. We move on to Hull versus Derby now. Hull in the betting at 23-20. The draw 11-5 and Derby are 5-2. The enhanced odds here, Abel Hernandez to score in a Hull win is 3-1 from 21-10. And Chris Martin scoring a Derby win is 6-1 from 4-1. We're finding it very difficult to give Brighton any sort of chance of qualification. They're two goals behind. Derby, three goals behind after that first leg where they didn't really turn up. Brighton will probably feel like they've got a sliver of a chance, but Derby, an absolute Mount Everest to climb here.
It took Derby 80 minutes to get a shot on target. 80 minutes in that game. Jacob Butterfield took a shot, and it was a tame one anyway, with 10 minutes to go. That was their first shot on target in that game. You know, they were done in the last minute of 2014 Wembley final. Final day of the season, cost them a top six spot, of course, as well. They're a side who are a nearly team. They are a nearly team. And the fact of the matter is that Jakupovic in the whole goal did nothing. We've already said that Steve Bruce joked in his post-match that the game was actually relatively easy because, you know, he could have gone in goal because they were that poor, Derby, ultimately. And they're a side who I'm afraid to say are beginning to build a reputation as a side who get almost there and then capitulate or die, crumble on themselves like a dying star. It's a bizarre thing that Derby really at the moment are just completely unbackable in any kind of pressure situation. I think, as I said on the podcast the other day, losing George Thorne was huge for them going into this because Will Hughes's arrival back into the starting 11 was massive, but Thorne's injury and the way it came and how horrible the injury was as well, that was not a nice thing. So yeah, I like the draw here. I like the 11-5 draw. Yeah, there's the enhanced odds. Abel Hernandez to score and Hull to win from 21-10 to 3-1. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, truth be told. Chris Martin to score and Derby to win, 6-1. I wouldn't play that because ultimately I don't think the Derby win the game. I think Hull get a draw here. I mean, yes, they've been incredible this season at home. They have finished, you have to say, in the last, 10 games with 5 wins and 5 draws. They drew against Brighton. They drew against Sheffield Wednesday. And I'm not bothered particularly that Derby are the only team to win at Hull this season, that 2-0 victory. It doesn't really bother me particularly because what Steve Bruce did in that first leg, I thought was a tactical masterclass. 5 draws from the last 10 at home. They've drawn against Brighton, Sheffield Wednesday. They have been, to my mind anyway, absolutely incredible at home. And yes, there's talks, of course, of a takeover now at Hull, which many of the fans, after what's happened in the last couple of years, will be even more buoyed by. The idea that Derby could break down a 3-0 deficit from the first leg to qualify at 14-1, maybe as a punter in the Championship, if you listen to this podcast enough, you believe that huge prices can happen, and they do happen in the Championship. I don't think that it's likely here. I mean, we mentioned Jacob Butterfield, the only man to have a shot on target. Well, I should say the first man to have a shot on target in the first leg. He's a very good player. 6 league goals this season. Scored the brace here earlier in the season as well at 9-2 any time. But I actually don't think that Steve Bruce will be even that bothered if Hull just grind this out. And by grind, I just mean kind of keep it tight. Let's go about it. Let's be tight as we have been all season. It's been, I think, 12 unders games in Hull's home matches this season as well. All of that added, I think the draw at 11-5 is very, very good. I would be looking at, I don't think particularly any both teams to score markets either. Derby had done, and they've got a group of players who are incredibly talented, but I think are very realistic that the tie is done now for me.
Yeah, it certainly looks that way. But you'd be playing the draw in 90 minutes, was that, Pete?
Yes, yeah, I would be, yeah.
Okay, there we are. Pete Farrow's thoughts on the two remaining playoff semi-final legs. What's your idea of a best bet across these two games, Pete?
I'm going to take a little bit of a flyer here. I'm going to go to the Brighton game. I'm going to play a goal in the first 15 minutes of the match at 9-4. A little bit of a flyer and a bit of an awkward one as well. But for me, I do think that Brighton will absolutely fly at Sheffield Wednesday. Of course, Wednesday will know that a very early goal will seal this tie and pop any kind of hope that Brighton has. So, yeah, it's a little bit of a flyer, but then betting the playoffs often is. So 9-4, goal in the first 15 minutes between Brighton and Sheffield Wednesday.
OK, I like it. Remember to tune in to William Hill's In-Play Radio for all the best in-play betting angles into these games and indeed anything else that we are covering. Thanks for that, Pete, and no doubt we'll catch up again before the playoff final.
Absolutely, looking forward to it. This is one of the best parts of the year, isn't it, the playoffs?
Oh,
yeah. Probably the games I look forward to more than any.
Yes, absolutely. A superb addition. I was saying to Jason on the other league podcast this morning, anyone who has this notion or this idea that we should do away with the playoffs is talking crazy, surely.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I've got no time for those people.
Yeah, neither do I. Thanks, Pete.
Thank you very much.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.